This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
Hello, I'm Echo Gecko, a lizard who loves ecology. Ecology is all about who and what we share the Earth with and the things we have in common. Why don't you join me as we find out more? It's a chilly winter's day and we're in a coniferous forest in Alaska. No, not carnivorous. It's not a forest that eats meat. Coniferous, as in conifers, that's the name of the evergreen or softwood trees you find here. And if you're wondering what one looks like, many are pine trees, which are like the sort you hang your Christmas decorations on, just much, 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 much bigger. No, slow down. It might be snowing here, but it's not Christmas yet. The shape of these trees is perfect for places where it does snow a lot. The downward sloping shape allows the snow to slide off so the branches don't break. Let's go underneath those branches to see what's there. It smells lovely in here. Fresh and piney, but there aren't many other plants to see. A few fungi and ferns. Unlike deciduous forests where the leaves fall off the trees, evergreens are, well, always green and leafy. Evergreen. This means the sunshine never really gets to the ground. It doesn't mean there's nothing to see. You'll find small mammals like voles, weasels and red squirrels, and of course birds in the Alaskan forests, like this beautiful yellow-coloured chap. He's called a western tanager and he's foraging for seeds. But when it gets really cold, he goes on holiday to the tropics. Quite a good idea. Watch out! It's a bald eagle! Let's hide. I'm sure he'd like a lizard for lunch. Phew! I don't think he saw us. While scary for friendly geckos, this amazing bird is quite rare as they've been hunted near to extinction, although their numbers are increasing once more. His enormous nests can be up to 6 feet wide and he's an expert at spotting small mammals in the forest. Oh! It's good at spotting small lizards too! I'd better make a run for it. See you next time, I hope.
Eco Bite. Closer to home, did you know you can see ecology in action just by looking at a simple leaf? A leaf's job is to soak up as much sunshine and carbon dioxide as it can for the plant or tree to turn these into energy by photosynthesis and then return oxygen and water to the atmosphere. Leaves often work together with the other leaves to make a mosaic-like surface to catch the sun with as few gaps as possible. They do a good job too, as we all love sitting in the shade when we're too hot. If there were big gaps between the leaves, we'd have to find a different place to sit. Some leaves are knobbly and others are smooth. The smoother the shape, the less moisture is given out, so smooth leaves are common in dry places. The darker the leaf, the more sunshine it can absorb. Perfect in places that don't get much sunlight. Evergreen leaves, like pine needles, stay on the tree for around 3 years and work hard to make energy for the tree, even in the depths of winter. Very handy in colder climates. Join us again next time when we find out more about ecology on Fun Kids. Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.